Welcome back to the So Legal podcast. My name is Sebastian Hailsmith. I have been in the background on some of the podcasts in previous years. I'm joined today with Charlie, our producer, who might interject on occasion.
Hello.
And trainee solicitor Dylan. So Dylan, you're going to be the subject of our chat today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
Oh, very well, thanks for asking. No, you didn't ask how Charlie was.
Who's Charlie?
Oh, there we are. So, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself, Dylan. You know, you're at So Legal now, but how did you get here?
So, I went to university in London for my undergrad, studied at the University of Law, did a two-year course there. Then I took a year out of education, working at a law firm in London, before going back to University of Law in Guildford to do my master's in LPC.
What made you pick University of Law, you know, in contrast to BPP or, you know, another professional university?
The University of Law offered an accelerated two-year degree, and I decided to put myself through the hellish 2 years rather than a more relaxed 3 years.
Yeah.
I'm doing a relaxed 6 years. It's pretty nice.
So you've been to the University of Law, and then you've ended up in sunny old Eastbourne, if So Legal. What made you want to pursue a career in law in the first place? You've done two degrees and work experience, and now you're, you know, partway to qualifying. What led you down this road?
The reason why I wanted to pursue a career in law is because I quite like a challenge. I like the fact that every day is new. You never know what's going to come across your desk. And I feel like law is like a multifaceted living document that's always changing, always being updated. And you have to be on your toes to stay in the know.
Brilliant. Well, I mean, I think we can all agree with you in relation to, you know, just the sheer amount of work that you have to put in to stay up to date with the law. And I'm sorry that, you know, that question is something that hordes of people going to job interviews around the country absolutely hate.
You can thank me for that one.
So, yeah, we can thank Charlie for slipping that question into the pack.
If I could ask a question, and I suppose we could ask Seb this as well. You said it's really difficult to keep up with the law as it changes. I don't have to do that much working in marketing, but how do you stay on top of it?
Well, I suppose there are several avenues to do that. I mean, So Legal is very good in that we're signed up to different sites such as Lexology, and we are constantly being encouraged to join seminars and training, and that's the primary way of learning about it. Of course, there are other ways, such as being blindsided by chancellors when they change the rules about stamp duty. Dylan can speak a bit more about that because he was the one who noticed it initially and raised it with everyone. But I think that's our predominant thing, is just by proactively engaging with the sources. And I mean, there are sometimes we know something's going to happen before it happens. The amendments to Section 21 of the Housing Act, so we're looking out for those changes.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And I think that leads into sort of commercial awareness. It's extremely important to stay commercially aware. Like Sebastian just referred to the recent SDLT changes, it was really important to be on your toes and notice that actually those SDLT changes came into effect on the day of the mini budget, and noticing that made sure that our clients saved up to thousands of pounds in stamp duty.
We talked about how you joined the law, but why So Legal? What attracted you to So Legal, Dylan? What brought you down to Eastbourne?
So I'm a bit of a sports fanatic. I enjoy various sports like volleyball, football, running, and So Legal has a really good affiliation with various sports teams. So at the time when I applied for my role here, they had ties with Sussex Cricket Club and Eastbourne Borough, and since I've joined, the growth has been quite phenomenal, with the recent announcements of stadium sponsors with Barrow in League 2 and Eastbourne Borough as well.
And I mean, you said you're really into sport and sports law. Have you had the opportunity to participate? Because I understand So Legal have several teams and engage quite a lot in that. I myself do I mean, I know what the offside rule is, but no one would ever want me on a pitch. So have you had the opportunity to engage, you know, in that side of things?
Yes, of course. The social life here at So Legal's excellent. We're always encouraged to participate in networking events, and a lot of them are sports based. So I've played football against other law firms. There's a monthly pool tournament that we participate in, and I have played in a couple of volleyball tournaments as well, which can get a little bit feisty.
Well, that's what you do on special occasions. But what's your day to day look like? You know, when you come to the office, what type of work can you expect to be given? Who's giving you the work, and you know, how are they evaluating what you do?
Well, a typical day as a trainee is very hands-on. We're encouraged to learn by doing rather than sitting at your desk and reading through documents. It's very proactive, and that really suits my style of learning. You get a fantastic insight into what a qualified life would be like. You're sort of left to your own devices, but you are supervised. Nothing goes out without being checked. But you are encouraged to go away, research, have a go at it yourself before passing it on to your supervisor for comments and advice and feedback. And you know, the tasks are very varied. They can range from preparing reports, drafting legal documents, meeting clients, speaking to them on the phone.
You've just moved to the litigation department. I know that because, I mean, you've just moved into my room like 3 weeks ago. So how does that change? I mean, previously you were doing residential property. Have you enjoyed the change?
It's very procedural. So you open a file, you send out a contract pack, you raise inquiries, you report. There's a step-by-step process. It's very process-driven. Whereas litigation is more thinking on your feet. It's a completely different skill set. And I really enjoy that because it makes the days more varied. You learn a lot.
Well, enjoying it is a brilliant, you know, first step, isn't it? To actually learning to love it. So
you love it, Seb?
Well, that's, yes, I suppose I do. I mean, I love the problem solving, as Dylan says, that's a really important part. And knowing that you're actually helping someone is, I mean, as cliche as it sounds, is really rewarding. But also rewarding is not knowing what the answer is at the beginning of the day, researching it, looking at statute, looking at past case law, and coming back to a client with a definitive answer. Whether that's the answer they wanted to hear or not is another matter, but it's really rewarding. And when you are able to complete a work like that, which I don't think, you know, many other professions have.
Interesting. That sounds to me a little bit more like how study of the law might go. And maybe I haven't studied law, but the idea of you're kind of given a scenario, a problem, and you kind of have to go and figure out what the law is surrounding that.
Well, that's,
is that kind of about right?
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, we are still studying. You know, all solicitors have a continuing professional development, although it's not called that anymore. But we all have to stay on top of the law, and on top of that, law exams are based on real life. You know, you can answer a question perfectly by only referencing the law, and you won't get as many points in exams if you answer the question by relating it back to the question and actually you know, using it in context. So while it is quite like still being a student, being a law student is very much based on being a lawyer in real life.
Does it still feel to you, Dylan, like you're a student?
Yeah, it does.
Do you like that?
In some ways, but working here, you also get a lot more responsibility than you would as a student. You get given your own files, you get to have a run at things you wouldn't ordinarily get the opportunity to do at other law firms, which is really exciting.
Just backtracking a bit, Dylan, to what you were saying about the stamp duty and the fact it was introduced on the day of the budget.
Mini budget, sorry.
My next question is about commercial awareness, and you touched on that before. You know, can you speak to the importance of commercial awareness, for not only for solicitors, but, you know, for trainees and paralegals and other people within the law firm?
Well, you have a duty of care to your client, and that duty almost extends to being right. And if you're not commercially aware, if you're not keeping up with the law and the news, then your knowledge of various legal matters might become outdated, and you then put your clients at risk if you're giving them incorrect advice. And that sort of underpins the importance of commercial awareness, because if you're not keeping up with the law, then you're not giving clients correct or accurate legal advice.
No, we want to avoid misleading clients at all costs, but what we also want to be aware of is making sure that we do maintain a semblance of work-life balance, which is famously uncommon in our profession. Do you have much of a work-life balance as a trainee, as a trainee in law in the 21st century? How's that work out for you?
Yes, I do. Obviously, we all have email on our phone, so we're never completely switched off, but work and life are separate things as a trainee here. And also, we are encouraged to go to these networking events, and it's an opportunity to unwind, be yourself. It is still a fairly professional environment, but it is an opportunity to sort of forget about work for a while and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, find out who your referrers and your clients are as human beings, rather than as just people at the other end of a phone or an email address.
Yeah, it's very important to have a human element when you're dealing with clients, because at the end of the day, if they feel like they're dealing with a human rather than a robot or someone who's using eloquent language, it's a lot easier to resonate with you and get on with you, and that's how you get repeat work.
The days of solicitors who quote nothing but Latin and French are over, aren't they?
No, there are still a few law firms out there that are a bit traditional, stuck in the past. And one of the things that attracted me to So Legal was the modern, forward-thinking ideology of the directors here. The fact that we're encouraged to go paperless, using the most up-to-date technology, and I think we're streets ahead of other law firms around us.
I've got a question. With the firm having kind of branches, offices, whatever you'd want to call it, kind of all over Sussex, how much interaction do you have with other offices? Do you feel quite insular, where you're just kind of working with Eastbourne people, or do you talk a bit with Brighton office? I doubt you'd have much to do with Ulverston, as it's a fair ways away, but we've got Brighton, Hastings, Eastbourne, Uckfield, London.
Yeah, you'll find that a lot of the people who work in our Brighton, Uckfield, Hastings office have had a stint in Eastbourne. So that's quite nice, because it allows us to form friendships. And even when people move to different branches, we're still in constant contact, we still meet up. And like we were talking before about the networking events, that's a really good opportunity to see your peers from the other offices, in a social environment, and meet them again.
Would that be one of your top tips for future trainees, to spend time with peers and do networking?
Definitely.
What would you recommend for future trainees?
Well, firstly, I'd say take every opportunity you get. If you're asked to go to a networking event, 100% take that up, because they're really good fun. They're good opportunities to relax and enjoy yourself, but also you get to meet all sorts of people. You can meet people who may potentially be referrers for you, or other law firms, solicitors who might give you some helpful advice, or even potential clients. And those relationships that you build, especially in that sort of environment, are second to none. The other thing that I would recommend to future trainees is try and get your training done as soon as you can. So for me, with the training contract, I have to do a few exams and a few lectures, and I have decided to try and get them all out the way early on in the training contract, for two reasons really. The first being that what you learn and the skills you develop doing these exams and lectures really support your training and really help you go far with what you want to do. And secondly, once they're out the way, you can solely focus on your work, and you're building up to becoming qualified. And if you can concentrate and focus on your work rather than having an exam around the corner 2 weeks before you qualify, that really goes a long way.
Yeah, you don't want a foot in both camps. You almost
no.
want to be able to give your attention to one than the other.
Yeah, exactly.
So just finally, what work do you have after this podcast then? What are you going to be doing this afternoon?
I'm going to make tea for everyone.
There we are. Hard at work.
Hello, you lovely people. Just to note that this is a podcast and does not constitute legal advice. Should you require any specific legal advice based on anything, then please contact your solicitor, or even better, us, and we can advise you fully.